All right, so I want you to picture something for me, a library, but like a massive, beautiful, infinite library.
Okay.
The shelves, they just go on for miles. It's got the perfect lighting, comfy chairs, maybe a little espresso bar over in the corner. You know, it's the ideal place to consume information.
Sounds lovely. Like I'm ready to move in.
Right. But here's the catch. You walk up to the shelves and, well, they're empty. Or there's maybe like one dusty pamphlet on how to file your taxes from 1998.
That is a very depressing image.
It is. But that's basically the state of the modern digital economy, especially inside companies. We have these incredible platforms, Google, Spotify, internal learning systems that offer infinite shelf space. Technically, there's no limit to how much you can upload.
But the shelves are bare.
Exactly, because the people who are supposed to fill those shelves, you know, the HR teams, the managers, the experts, they're human. They need to sleep.
Right.
And they can't type any faster than, well, humanly possible.
It's the classic production bottleneck, isn't it? The infrastructure demands volume and speed, but our actual creation process is still stuck in this, like, linear manual gear.
We're trying to fill a superhighway with a horse and buggy.
Exactly.
So today, we're diving into a solution that might just be the engine swap we all need. We're looking at a collaboration, really a deep integration between two key players trying to fix this empty library problem. First up, we have Acorn.
Acorn.works.
Right,
For them.
Acorn. They call themselves a performance learning management system, a PLMS, which I have to say is a bit of a mouthful.
It is, but I think the distinction really matters. They're trying to get away from that old school learning and development or L&D stereotype, which, let's be honest, has a reputation for being.
Painfully boring.
I was going to say
Says
compliance
who?
focused, but yeah, painfully boring works just as well.
And the second player is the fuel for this system. It's a tool called Auto Content API.
And you should think of this not as like a chatbot, but as an industrial engine. It's pure infrastructure. It's designed to take raw data, boring text, messy notes, and transform it into things like podcasts, videos, and quizzes at a scale that a human team just couldn't match.
Not without an unlimited budget, anyway.
Exactly.
So the mission for this deep dive is to see what happens when you plug that industrial engine into a platform like Acorn. We're asking, can we finally declare the death of the spreadsheet in HR?
That is the dream. But more specifically, we're going to look at how an L&D team using Acorn can move from, say, manual creation, writing one email, recording one video, to automated transformation.
I like that automated transformation. But before we get to the robot overlords making our videos, let's ground this a little. Why does Acorn even need this? What's going on in the workplace that requires this kind of firepower?
Well, Acorn is identifying a pretty massive crisis in how we manage people. Their sources point to a statistic that, honestly, I had to read it twice. 80% of leaders say that employees have to quit their jobs just to advance their careers.
Wait, hold on. 80%?
Ehe.
That seems. I mean, that's completely counterintuitive. If I'm a leader, don't I want to keep my best people?
You do. Of course you do. But the internal systems are broken. Internal mobility, just moving up the ladder inside the same company, it's so opaque or difficult that the only real way to get a promotion or a raise is to just leave and go somewhere else.
That is a retention nightmare.
It is.
Yeah.
And Acorn's whole philosophy is that you need to show people very clearly how to be successful in their current role and what they need to do to get to the next one. They use these things called capabilities, which are basically competency assessments, to fix this.
Okay, so the logic is sound. Acorn provides the structure, the one language for performance, as they call it. But this is where we get back to my empty library. To make that learning effective, it has to be engaging. You can't just upload a 50-page text file on leadership principles and expect people to suddenly get smarter.
Precisely. You need content that people actually want to consume. But here's the rub. High-quality content is expensive. Like, really, really expensive.
Okay, give us some numbers.
So the data shows that outsourcing a single high-quality podcast episode, that's going to cost you somewhere between $100 and maybe $15,000.
And what about video?
Even higher. A professional corporate video can be anywhere from $3,000 to $10,000 per project.
Okay, so if I'm a mid-sized company using Acorn and I have, say, 50 different procedures I need to train people on, the math just doesn't work.
It doesn't.
I can't spend $500,000 on training videos.
Right. So what happens? You pick the top two or three most critical things,
Yeah.
usually, safety or sexual harassment training, and you make videos for those. Everything else, it just stays as text. It stays as a PDF that no one ever reads.
And the library stays empty.
Exactly. And that is where Auto Content API comes in. Their model is API first. And the argument is that companies already have all this knowledge. It's sitting there in PDF manuals and old emails and Slack threads. The company doesn't need new ideas. It just needs a new format.
So it's not generating from scratch. It's more like recycling.
Transforming is a better word.
Yeah.
It's about shifting from a linear model one parser, one script, to a parallel one.
Yeah.
One input, many assets. You take that dry 50-page policy PDF that usually just goes to die in a SharePoint folder.
Or IP.
And you feed it into the API. And in minutes, it transforms that text into a lively two-person dialogue podcast, a 60-second explainer video, and a quiz, all at the same time.
Okay, let's dig into the what here. Because generating content can mean a lot of things. I want to see what this looks like inside Acorn. Let's start with audio.
This is probably the biggest shift. We're seeing this concept they call the Notebook LM API alternative.
Now, I've played with Notebook LM. That's the Google tool, right? You upload a PDF, and two AI hosts, who sound scarily human, by the way, start discussing it. It's fun. But isn't that a consumer tool?
It is. You have to manually drag and drop files. It's great for a student, but not for a corporation with 5,000 documents to process.
Right.
Auto Content is the enterprise version of that. Imagine an Acorn admin has, say, 100 new technical manuals or industry articles they need to share.
Okay.
Instead of forcing employees to sit down and read them all, the admin sets up a workflow. The API programmatically takes those 100 documents and generates 100 unique podcast episodes.
Well, suddenly you have a private internal company podcast feed right inside Acorn.
Yes. And just think about the mental availability shift here. I mean, when do you really have time to read a 20-page manual?
Never. Maybe on a flight if the Wi-Fi is broken.
Right. But when do you have time to listen?
The commute. Walking the dog. Doing dishes.
Exactly. By just changing the format from text to audio, you unlock all these hours of mental availability that didn't exist before. Employees can listen to a 10-minute breakdown of new safety protocols while they're driving to work. You're increasing retention just by fitting into their actual lives.
And I have to play devil's advocate here. Does it actually sound good? Because if it sounds like a robot from 1999, I'm turning it off. I can't listen to the safety protocol as important for 10 minutes straight.
And that's the big leap. The source material really emphasizes state-of-the-art voice synthesis and multi-speaker dynamics. So it's not a monologue. It's a host and an expert, kind of like us discussing the topic. They banter a bit, ask questions. It makes the content feel, you know, bingeable.
It's a bit meta, isn't it? We're talking about AI hosts acting like us while we talk about them.
I try not to think about it too much.
Fair enough. But there's another audio feature here that pushes this even further. The CEO paradox. Walk me through this, because this one sounds a little sensitive.
It is. It addresses a classic friction point. Surveys always show employees feel disconnected from leadership. They want to hear from the CEO. They want to know the strategy.
Mm-hmm.
But the CEO is the busiest person in the company. They don't have time to sit in a recording booth every day.
So what's the fix?
Voice cloning.
Okay, hold on. Voice cloning. If I'm an employee and I get a morning update from my boss, but I find out it's a robot clone, isn't that a little dystopian? Does it feel fake?
It's a valid concern, and I think transparency is absolutely key. But think about the utility. The CEO records a specific script once to train the model. After that, the L&B team can write daily updates or market thoughts based on real company news. Then the API generates the audio in the CEO's voice.
So the CEO approves the text, but doesn't have to actually speak it.
Exactly. It solves the distribution problem. Instead of a cold email from the office of the CEO, you get a 2-minute audio clip of the CEO explaining the new quarterly goals in their own voice. It feels more personal, even if the method is synthetic.
I guess it's no different than a speechwriter writing a speech for a politician. The words are approved, the delivery is just automated.
Precisely. It allows leadership to be present without physically being present.
Let's pivot to video, because if audio is for the commute, video is for when I'm at my desk and I need to see how something works. But like you said, video is expensive.
This is where the cost arbitrage gets really, really interesting. We said manual video costs thousands. With the Auto Content API, you're looking at using credits. A short video uses about 400 credits. On their business plan, that works out to roughly 4 euros.
Wait, four. 4 euros.
I literally cannot buy a sandwich for 4 euros anymore. I can't even get a fancy coffee.
It changes the math completely. And this is where we get into this idea of long tail content.
Break that down for me.
Okay, so imagine you have a really specific procedure, like how to unjam the specific model of printer on the fourth floor, or compliance rules for the three guys who work in the basement archive.
Right. In the old world, you are never, ever making a video for that. It's not worth the budget. Never. You'd spend $5,000 to save three people 10 minutes. No way. But if the video costs €4...
You make the video.
You make the video. You generate a 60-second explainer, complete with an avatar and subtitles, for every single standard operating procedure. You can fill Acorn with thousands of these micro videos.
That's the long tail, all the niche stuff that usually gets ignored.
Yes. And for Acorn, which wants to be the one language for performance, this is critical. It means when an assessment says, hey, you have a gap in printer maintenance, there's an actual asset there to fix it immediately. You aren't just telling people they have a problem, you're handing them the solution.
Speaking of assessments, let's talk about that capability side of Acorn. We've talked about consuming content, but what about testing it? Because writing quizzes has to be the most tedious part of any L&D manager's job.
It is mind-numbing. You read the document, you try to come up with a question that's not too easy but not too hard. You have to figure out the wrong answers.
And you just end up with true or false, safety is good.
Exactly. The API has a specific endpoint for quizzes.
Yeah.
It streamlines that gap analysis feature in Acorn. When an admin uploads that policy document, the API doesn't just make the podcast. It extracts the key learning points and generates the assessment quiz automatically.
So the test is derived directly from the source of truth.
Instantly. You upload the training, you get the content to consume it, and you get the verification. The whole workflow collapses from days into seconds.
That's pure efficiency. But there was another part of the research that stood out, and it felt a bit more, I don't know, sci-fi. Acorn talks about making L&D teams strategic partners. And there's this mention of a deep research endpoint.
Yes. This is where we move from just training to something more like intelligence.
What's the difference?
Training is teaching you what we already know. Intelligence is finding out what we don't know yet. The deep research endpoint uses agents and LLMs to browse the live web. We're talking sites like the Financial Times, SEC filings, real-time data sources.
So it's not just looking at your internal documents, it's looking out at the world.
Correct. An L&D manager can set up a recurring research task. For example, scan for new competitors in the AI space every 24 hours. Or monitor changes in EU labor laws.
And when it finds something?
It synthesizes all those findings and generates a briefing document or even an audio summary. And that content feeds right back into Acorn.
Okay, let's play out a scenario. Let's say a competitor launches a huge new product on a Tuesday morning.
The newsjacking scenario. The API can detect the trend on X or Reddit. The deep research agent analyzes why it's trending. And within minutes, it can generate a market alert video for your internal sales team, explaining what the competitor launched, why it matters, and crucially, how to sell against it.
And this is all happening while employees are still having their morning coffee.
By the time they log in, the training is waiting for them. And that moves L&D from being, you know, the people who book the conference room to the people who keep us alive in the market.
That is a massive shift in status.
It positions the learning platform as the central nervous system of the company.
I love that. Now let's zoom out. We've been very focused on internal teams. But Acorn also has a product called External Learning. This is for companies that want to sell their training.
Right, to partners or customers. It's a huge business opportunity. If you have great content, why not monetize it? But there's always one big barrier.
Yeah.
Language.
Yeah. If I'm a US company and I want to sell my course in Germany, I usually have to hire a German team, translate the scripts, re-record all the audio.
Which is slow, expensive, and a logistical nightmare. Auto Content API supports over 50 languages. But here's the kicker. It's not just about subtitles.
Please tell me it's not just Google Translate slapped on the bottom of the screen.
No. It automatically transcribes, translates, and then resynthesizes the audio and video into Spanish, German, Japanese, whatever you need.
So the podcast we just talked about, the one generated from the PDF, can be generated in Japanese instantly.
Yes. New audio tracks, native-sounding voices. The whole package.
That basically multiplies your total addressable market, your TAM by, what, 5 or 10 times overnight?
Without hiring a single new local staff member. It lets a company go global before they even have a global footprint.
That's wild. Okay, we have covered a lot of ground here. We've done the what and the why. I need to ask you about the how, because a lot of people listening might be thinking, this sounds great, but I don't have a computer science degree. I don't know what an API endpoint is.
That's a fair fear. But the beauty of modern tech is that so much of it is becoming no code.
Explain that for us.
So auto content is headless.
Okay, stop. Stop right there. Headless. That sounds like a horror movie. What does that mean in tech terms?
Think of a restaurant. The head is the dining room where the customers sit. The body is the kitchen where the food is made. A headless system is like a ghost kitchen. It's pure production. It doesn't have its own dining room.
So in this analogy, Acorn is the dining room.
Exactly. Acorn is where the users sit and consume. AutoContent is the high-tech kitchen in the back, churning out all the meals. And to connect them, you don't need to be an engineer. You use these integration tools like Make.com or Zapier.
The glue of the internet.
Right. An Acorn admin can set up a recipe. It's literally just dragging and dropping logic blocks. Trigger. New PDF uploaded to Acorn. Action. Sent to AutoContent Kitchen. Action. Generate podcast. Action. Upload back to Acorn.
So once you set it up, it just happens?
It runs in the background. You drop a file in a folder, and 10 minutes later, a podcast appears in the portal. It feels like magic, but it's just API integration.
That lowers the barrier to entry by a lot.
It does. And looking forward, this kind of headless, structured data is going to be even more important. The source material mentioned something about the agentic web.
Yeah, that sounded important. What is the agentic web?
It's basically the next phase of the internet. Right now, we create content for humans to read. But in the near future, AI agents will be reading content for us. They'll scan the web, summarize findings, and present us with answers.
So if your content is locked away in a messy PDF, the AI agent can't read it.
Exactly. It's invisible to them. But by using a tool like AutoContent, you are producing structured, data-clean JSON, transcripts, tagged audio.
Yeah.
You're building a library that the next generation of AI agents can easily read, retrieve, and serve up.
So you're not just building for human eyes today. You're future-proofing your entire knowledge base for the robots of tomorrow.
Precisely. You're organizing your company's brain.
Okay, let's bring this all back home. If we synthesize this synergy, Acorn provides the car. It's the platform, the dashboard, the one language for performance.
And AutoContent API provides the fuel, infinite fuel. It keeps that engine running so the car never stalls out because it ran out of content.
And for the L&D teams, the humans in the loop.
It liberates them. If you aren't spending 40 hours a week editing video timelines or writing multiple choice questions, what can you do?
Mm-hmm.
You can focus on strategy. You can focus on succession planning. You can actually talk to humans about their career goals.
It goes right back to that Acorn goal we started with,
Yeah. Stopping
L&D from being painfully boring and making it a real performance driver.
It turns them from content factories back into people developers.
I love that. Here is my final thought for everyone listening to Chew On. We talked about mental availability. The idea that you need to be where your learners are, in their ears, on their phones, in their own language. If the era of build it and they will come is officially over, can a modern company really survive without an automated content infrastructure?
That's the question, isn't it? You have to ask yourself, is your content strategy a manual craft, like a guy in a workshop whittling one spoon? Or is it an industrial engine?
Because the market is not waiting for you to finish whittling.
It certainly is not.
Something to think about. Thanks for diving in with us.
Always a pleasure.